90-minute to 60-minute. Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. The interview of Alice Hum, interview number 104. This is tape 2.
I'm not there.
Yeah.
You know, she did that 3-4 times. I was pretty disgusted with that.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that was because were you the only Chinese in the LACC? Or in
no, there was colored people.
When you say colored people, you mean blacks?
Yeah.
Or does that include Chicanos too?
There's not too many Chicanos now.
Oh, that's okay. Or Mexicans, I mean, people who just came from Mexico. None of the Spanish-speaking population.
Another time I went to a class and had to consult this Jewish man. This is a Jewish place. He said, go take some other class.
Oh.
I was so mad, I was really so mad.
Oh.
The teacher called me and said, why don't you come to class? I said, that man didn't want me. I'm never going back.
I don't understand. He was the instructor?
He was an advisor there.
Oh, an advisor.
You had to go through
counselor.
Him.
A counselor. I see. So would you feel that, would you say that there was hostility toward the Chinese prior to World War II?
Well, I always say there's always a certain percentage that sort of rather you're not around,
mm-hmm.
no matter where you go, but most people are. Because I'm not the type to do anything to irritate them.
I see. So, but they dislike your presence because of your skin color. Born with
a little cruelty.
Born with cruelty.
Yeah, I'm sure the rest of the family are just naturally cruel.
Well, how about the media, the mass media? Did the mass media portray Chinese in a negative way you did, like movies and television shows?
There's a lot of people that are not aware of whether they're Chinese, Japanese, or Korean. But they're just judging by whether you're able to speak it in English or not.
And you mean the mass media didn't have much of an influence on people's attitudes?
People, there's some people who are jealous, some people don't like it. They like to be on top and down. They don't mind if you're on the bottom, but they don't want you.
What did you think about the way movies portray Chinese? Did you see any American movies that had Chinese roles in it? Chinese characters?
Yes, but naturally, they don't do as well as a Chinese would. Chinese plus Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Image is always a little better than what American.
The Chinese image of themselves, obviously.
Yeah.
What kind of Chinese movies have you seen, or rather, you know, the American movies with Chinese in
it? I guess outside Good Earth, I really don't know good or many movies.
Mm-hmm. What did you think of Good Earth?
I thought it was all right. It wasn't too bad of 2 years yet.
Was it a fair portrayal?
It wasn't by Chinese. Pearl Buck is not exactly Chinese.
No, she isn't, but it was supposed to be about peasants in China.
Since I haven't been to China myself, I didn't imagine that judgment.
Mm-hmm.
I did read quite a few of Pearl Buck's books.
Did you like them, or did you feel they were interesting, honest books, or were they exaggerations of what?
It could happen, in a sense. Could have been.
thought they were novels.
If she hadn't seen that, I don't think she would. She did go to China. I don't know where.
You said the most Chinese listener are the Chinese. If, for instance, there was a large influx of another ethnic group into a Chinese, previously predominantly Chinese neighborhood, would the rest of the Chinese all get out and try to start a new Chinese neighborhood?
Well, usually, my way of looking at houses is you look at a half a dozen houses and you compare and you just pick the one you like the best.
Well, I mean, the Chinese don't care if they no longer were living among their friends, but among their Chinese friends.
I know my own son, wife, and his two brothers all in this, close to each other.
Mm-hmm.
There is sort of a family tie in that way in the future.
And do
that.
They live around here, this area?
No, they live in Cerritos.
Ah, Cerritos.
She says they're all Americanized. They all drive,
mm-hmm.
and the husband and wife both drive in and go along with them.
Mm-hmm. Did your parents ever send money back to China to support their parents or relatives?
Never, because father was the youngest, mother was the youngest. Those others are actually distant. Whoever it was too distant. Father didn't have any brother except one in America, and mother didn't have any sisters.
I see. So they never did. Did they ever talk about going back to China or to visit or to settle after retirement?
Father made one trip and said the poor in America is better off than those people in absent China.
Where did he make that trip?
It must have been about 29, I guess.
Mm-hmm. It was just right before the Depression, huh?
29 and 30.
Mm-hmm. So they basically consider America their home. What did people do with the money they saved? The Chinese?
They either try to make more money out of it, or they leave it to their children.
Make more money? What kind of investments?
Buy houses or something.
Do you know of any Chinese who were involved in politics in China?
No.
How about politics here in America before World War II? Do you feel that the Chinese in general pay close attention to what's going on in terms of politics and the news in America? Or did they seem just to...
You're just judging by me. My opinion.
Your observation and opinion, do the Chinese pay attention to daily news and what's going on in the country?
Maybe the men, but as a woman, I don't think so much. All I know is I hate war of any kind. I want, like, whatever, to draw people to peace, in other words. I always want people to sort of mind your own business, like America is the state of America, China is the state of China, too. Mind their own business as much as possible.
You feel people should mind their own business?
Yeah, to take care of themselves.
Rather than get into fights.
Yeah, because I hate war, so.
You were never. Oh, yes. What did you feel about World War II? What did you get involved in? Your husband, I know, was drafted, but...
Well, he didn't want to be involved. Like I say, I just see people spend money on peace.
Mm-hmm.
And war, I guess, that was not my
for better or for worse, the general American population toward Chinese living in America?
I would say a little bit better.
Did you yourself run into any trouble trying to buy houses or anything like that?
No. I mean, can you hear this is an empty lot? You just on that old deed, when you say that it was against any non-Cajun living there. I mean, on the papers you see when you buy this place, it did have restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
Yet right now,
on the paper they say you could not sell this house.
That was before. That was before.
Chinese.
Now, right now, it's all colored on this side. It's black.
Colored? Yeah. Well, I'm sure that took place recently. When did you buy this house?
It was, about 17 years.
Mm-hmm. So in the 1960s, early 60s.
It was an empty lot.
Oh, empty lot. You built it? At that time, was it a white neighborhood?
No.
Integrated?
No. All black.
All black?
Mm-hmm.
Were you pink? And you had no hesitations about moving into a black neighborhood?
Well, when I came, there's only one lady lived in that house next door. One lady living on this side. And very few children, I think. Even though we had four children, that's about the most. This is what you call an older neighborhood there. More elderly people. And after they sold, then they sold to the younger people. This is the neighborhood of all the people that impacted their lives. More than middle age before.
Mm-hmm. So you were the only young couple moving in?
No, there's other young ones. One across the street, yeah. This one. There's one old lady when I was a kid, but now it's a couple that had two. Had one child that came out, I think, more. So they had four of us. They are nice people.
You live with your mother-in-law, right? Is that common for Chinese to live with, to always have a mother-in-law or father-in-law on one side or the other to live with a couple?
Well, you if they live by themselves, you worry because sometimes they're very, they're sort of not too independent.
Mm-hmm.
They don't speak English, but then they go to the store or something. They don't know the ways of America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for example, somebody comes, some stranger comes, goes out there and tells them in Chinese, "You're no home, not home." But that's not good to advertise that nobody's home except she.
Yeah.
You know, she does the things, or else she gets to turn off the gas.
Oh, you're talking about your mother-in-law.
So, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. If she spoke English, she drove a car. She lived separate, you know.
Oh, she would.
But she can't do those things. If she moved away, you still have to run over there and take
care of her.
And too expensive to for her to live in Chinatown anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Or be left alone.
Is it very common for these, I presume your mother-in-law has been here for the last at least 15, 20 years. Is it common for these people not to learn English?
It's difficult to learn that after you're 60.
How she came here after she was 60?
She is 78 now.
Did your mother and father live with always live with one of their children, or did they when their children got older all leave?
They all got married and left the two by themselves.
Oh, really? They live alone. They lived alone.
Yeah.
Before they passed away.
But as soon as father passed away, mother always did it. Children.
One of the children.
Yeah.
On a rotating basis.
Oh me, about 65% of the movie was me. The rotation didn't work.
I see.
I'm the only one living with mother-in-law now.
Oh, really?
None of the others.
That you don't think that it's typical for mother-in-laws to live with a married couple? In other words,
in America, the Chinese change. I've heard this statement many times. The worst thing you can do about marriage is live with mother-in-law. So I've got another my marriage to live with an infant, so I'm not too... When my three children got married, I didn't have any of them living with me at all.
And take...